September 1, my Lord and I. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. Enoch walked with God. He was of one mind with God. The prophet asks, can two walk together except they be agreed? If we are of one mind with God, our will be swallowed up in God's will, and we shall follow God wherever God leads the way. As a loving child places his hand in that of his father and walks with him in perfect trust, whether it is dark or bright, so the sons and daughters of God are to walk with Jesus through joy or sorrow. The followers of Christ are to manifest to the world the characteristics of their Lord. They must not become careless or inattentive to their duty or indifferent as to their influence, for they are to be representatives of Jesus in the earth. Those who do not walk in all faith and purity find the thought of coming into the presence of God a thought of terror. They do not love to think or speak of God. They say in heart and by their actions, "Depart from us, O God. We desire not the knowledge of thy ways." But through faith in Christ, the true Christian knows the mind and will of God. He understands by a living experience something of the length and depth and breadth and height of the love of God that passeth knowledge. The soul that loves God loves to draw strength from him by constant communion with him. When it becomes the habit of the soul to converse with God, the power of the evil one is broken, for Satan cannot abide near the soul that draws nigh unto God. If Christ is your companion, you will not cherish vain and impure thoughts. You will not indulge in trifling words that will grieve him who has come to be the sanctifier of your soul. Those who are sanctified through the truth are living recommendations of its power and representatives of their risen Lord. The religion of Christ will refine the taste, sanctify the judgment, elevate, purify, and ennoble the soul, making the Christian more and more fit for the society of the heavenly angels.